This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it's 7 after the hour, and yes, it is Wednesday, and yes, it is June 1st, and yes, I'm Doug Steffen, and yes, she's Jay Kirshner, and yes, we move along. Johnny Depp, people still, it's the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict watch of the dawn.
Everybody is with a bated breath. Although I will say some of the best social media content online I have seen, the memes, and a lot of the videos, it's things cut together so it didn't actually happen the way they're being portrayed on social media for joke and humor purposes. But some of these content creators are really funny.
It's interesting to look at Johnny Depp now, and we look like in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's really aged. The way he's lived his life, he looks old and fat and tired. And when you think about how he's lived his life, you hear all these stories that have come out in part during this trial. Excuse me. You wonder, how does somebody do all that bad stuff to their body and still survive?
And given all that information, wouldn't you almost say he doesn't look that bad?
Well,
he would look a lot worse.
I suppose maybe he could. All right. There's a federal judge, Jay, who's going to preside over a hearing for John Hinckley. All right, here's the question. Well, there are two questions. I'm hoping everybody knows and remembers who John Hinckley is. But just in case you don't remember, he's the guy who shot Ronald Reagan. Reagan became president in 1981, and one of the first things that happened, boy, the allergies are getting to me. Oof, excuse me for the hoarseness in my voice. So, anyway, Reagan was shot by Hinckley, and so now, 40-some-odd years later, 41 years later, he's on the verge of being released from all of the remaining restrictive conditions. And one wonders, the family doesn't want him out. The judge, though, is going to preside over this hearing to see if he ought to be let out. I was looking at some of the comments about this. There, you know, as usual, there are comments all over the place with regard to, let me get to my screen here. I'm pausing as I'm.
But I mean, this is one of the.
I had it on my screen, and now I can't find it. Anyway,
but also, it was so long ago, so it is kind of like, well, it was a failed assassination attempt. Does that matter for anything? People have gone to prison and stayed there for a lot less.
Yeah, but he was the president. You can't let somebody. I don't think you should let somebody out of jail that was in. He wanted to kill Reagan, so whether he.
Well, but that's what I mean. People have gone to prison, and people have gone to prison, and they've stayed there for a lot less. So what does that say?
Well, there have also been people who have gone to prison and stayed a lot less and done a lot more. This points out. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because what it does is underscore the jurisprudence, the system that is, what is the Constitution? What is justice, liberty and justice for all? That's the. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, right? And then at the end, with liberty and justice for all. There's no liberty and justice for everybody in America. And never was.
Well, and especially
supposed
to be innocent until proven guilty, but that's not what public opinion ever is. It's always guilty until proven innocent.
Right. Yep. So, anyway, I'm looking at this and thinking, okay, what should be done? You asked me the good question. And maybe that's the question we ask the audience. Does Hinckley deserve to be freed, period? End of story. It's over for him. Or should he still have an ankle bracelet and people still be watching his every move? Is he likely to try to kill Biden? I mean, is that what we're, 41 years later, Biden's the president. Maybe he doesn't like him. Maybe he'll try to shoot Biden. Is that the thinking here? I hope that somebody's got is not as cloudy a thinker as that, but who knows what the real reality is. I wanted to warn everybody, I'm not a fan, and maybe this colors, if you'll pardon the pun, my response to people who are looking for good investments at this time. Because of the gas shortage, everybody wants to invest in green, right? Let's do investing in electric cars. Let's do investing in windmills. Let's do investing in solar. Okay, so there are all kinds of green funds that have been set up. And the reason I looked at this, Jay, is because you and Phil, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, you were talking about investments and what to get into. So I was looking at the fastest growing, there are all kinds of funds, right? And you put together common threads in funds and people invest in them. So the things that are moving the fastest at the moment are the green funds, the funds that are these asset management companies that are trying to put together companies that are sustainable. And what does it mean to be sustainable? It means to be green. But what they're doing, according to some of the authorities, is, quote, greenwashing. Do you know what greenwashing is? Presenting your package, your investment, as being greener than it is to try to get in on the landslide of interest in people investing in green. So,
wait, how is that legal? Isn't that like people who try to claim something's organic when it's not?
Yeah. I'm not sure that it's illegal. I think it's immoral, to be sure, and unethical. The Securities and Exchange Commission is suing various companies for misrepresenting themselves. For example, Walmart has been sued. Kohl's has been sued for selling rayon textile products they claimed in their advertising were made of bamboo, and they weren't. So they were charged for falsely stating their products were made with eco-friendly processes. And that, by the way, affected the stock price of a company that was pretty much wholly a bamboo growing company. I have bamboo growing in my backyard. Bamboo all over the place.
It's fast. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you do with it, though? If it gets hard enough, you can use it. Some people use it for building. I've seen it used in cloth. I've seen it used for covers of sofas, that kind of stuff. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, who was it? Queen Victoria back in the day? I forget which queen, but in, like, way back when she was in Hawaii and started building all these redwood trees to help build her ship, not thinking how long it would take. And then they were like, wait a second, let's do bamboo instead.
Well,
so, I mean, she built a ship out of it.
Yeah, it's a word to the wise, I think, in this circumstances. The push, it always happens, though. It's like people trying to run out and buy an electric car. They think that's going to solve our problem. It will not solve the problem. If you like to drive a car, fast.
Doesn't it cause a lot of pollution to create the electric vehicles, though?
Of course. They're using electricity created by coal and oil. We're still using fossil fuels to create the energy. You got to address that. I think that there is the misappropriate focus on the car instead of first focusing on what creates the energy. I would like to, I mean, if I had money to invest, I don't have any money to invest, I'd probably put it into solar because that looks like I'm going to put solar on my farm. I'm going to put 4 or 5 acres of solar panels, one of the back pastures, and it's been designed in such a way that the cows will be able to graze underneath it. They're 9-10 feet off the ground, and the designer has built into it is that the panels themselves move with the sun. Get my play on that? They move with the sun. Get it? Cows are going to be underneath.
But a bump.
Bump, 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 boop, boop. Yeah, but that's true. You can design them so that they move with the sun, high enough off the ground so that I could grow a crop under if I wanted. I don't want to lose the pasture land. That's the beauty of it. The pasture land doesn't go. The cows can go and actually have shelter under for a storm or something. The cows, instead of going under a tree, they can go under the solar panel. That's going to be a picture. I can hardly wait to take that picture. That's That'd be very cool. See the cows under the solar. But I think that's the way. Solar energy, it seems to me, although one of my friends who's in the oil business says, don't be fooled. Those panels are going to have horrible things in them, and they'll deteriorate over 20 or 30 years, and it'll contaminate the ground. Like the oil business hasn't contaminated the ground.
So then what do you do? If you're darned if you do, darned if you don't.
Well, he's an investor in oil and gas, so I expect him.
Oh, I gotcha. Never mind. I'm on the same page now.
Yeah, yep. Right.
Super
exactly.
Biased response.
Thank you. State of Massachusetts is, for the first time this season, chasing a great white shark around. This weekend, if you were on Nantucket, my sister was there. She told me the story. Seen on Sunday afternoon at the beach, a huge, huge shark was chasing one of the seals and I don't like to see this, frankly. I don't like to see any. You know how they have the National Geographic has all these shows on
TV?
Oh,
yes, yeah. You see the predators when they,
And they rip the body.
Whatever.
Who wants to watch that?
Oh, there's video that accompanied this with the great white getting at the seal where you don't actually see what happens, but you just see the blue water turn red. And, yeah, it's definitely a good reminder that stay clear of oceans or if you're at the beach or whatever and there's some seals around or a school of fish, that might be hunting grounds and you might want to move your butt over.
Speaking of being on the beach, a youngster found a grenade. How about this? In Northern Ireland, young boy on the beach over the weekend found a 100-year-old grenade. There was a Facebook post.
Yeah.
Police thanked the young lad who spotted the grenade, contacted police.
And how brave was this kid? How brave was he? A live grenade. Well, yeah, he knew what he came across because he contacted the authorities and he even stayed nearby until they arrived so that he could point them to the direction where it was.
Yeah.
And yeah, they even thanked him. It was from 1915. It was a live World War I grenade.
I would like to have seen how much damage it did in the explosion. I love to see explosions. I'm one of those weird people that think explosions are fun. All right, it's 18 after. This is the DJV. No, it isn't either. Stop that, Doug. It's not the DJV. It's Doug and Jay. All right.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding taxes. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the showdown between reality and nonsense now. The trending portion of this hour of the program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 24 after the hour. So I want to talk a little about Ronnie Hawkins, who passed away. And also, I think that the South Korean band BTS is visiting the White House to talk to the president today. We'll find out what they're talking about right after this.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Some people call it trending items. Some people call it what's popping. Rocker Ronnie Hawkins has passed away at the age of 87, Jay. Known as a rockabilly star. Came from Arkansas.
Yeah, like the king of rockabilly.
Yeah, right. So he's one of these hard living. You look at him over the years. This guy lived a tough, hard life. I'm surprised he lived to be 87. I was talking earlier about how Johnny Depp looks at this age and after he's done all of these things. Some of these people, you go back to that era, Jerry Lee Lewis, Conway Twitty, Carl Perkins, There are a lot of these guys that were not only they were rockers, they were rockabilly people, they were country stars. They lived a red-hot life. So anyway, he passed away at the age of 87. And I think that when you analyze how these people, what is there about that business? I guess it's the drugs, right? The availability of drugs.
Well, but also I think it was just that time in history as well. It was kind of like a party hard, live fast, die young lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a lot of both.
It was celebrated in a way. You have to think about that.
Yeah.
That lifestyle was celebrated. It was envied and celebrated for some reason that today we just can't understand.
Yep. He was connected to Bob Dylan a lot in the late 60s. I remember playing some of that music as a disc jockey at the time. At any rate, he was a lot like Neil Young, another Canadian who came to America and did big things. I suppose you could say that about a lot. I mean, think about the Beatles came here. And what'd they do?
Well, they Hawkins accomplish? Was basically Canada's Elvis Presley.
Yeah. Okay. BTS is coming to the White House today to meet with the president to talk about what?
They did. May 31st was their big White House conference, and they were discussing hate crimes targeting Asians.
Yeah, I thought they were coming today. It was yesterday they came? All right, I missed that one. Anyway, yeah, hate crimes.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot in the news. Yeah. It is hard to keep up. Sometimes I always feel like I miss people's birthdays, not because I don't know when their birthday is. I just don't know what the current day is.
Right. Okay. Well, today's Wednesday. We got that going for us. It's 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde Police Department and the Uvalde Independent School District Police Force are no longer cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation into the massacre at Robb Elementary School. The Uvalde Police Chief and a spokesman for the Uvalde Independent School District did not immediately respond to requests from news outlets to explain the silence. Transgender athlete Leah Thomas tells ABC News that transgenders are not a problem for women's sports.
You can't go halfway and be like, I support trans women and trans people, but only to a certain point, where if you support trans women as women and they've met all the NCAA requirements, and I don't know if you can really say something like that. Trans women are not a threat to women's sports.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In a time of war in Ukraine, President Zelensky praises his country's ability to unite the world's unified stance against Russia's aggression. Speaking with Newsmax overnight via a translator, Zelensky says it's the American people that make the difference, not political powers.
I don't know what would happen if the president, if Donald Trump would be the president for the United States in this situation, so I cannot predict what would happen. But the values of the United States, they're all the same. I mean, any person could become a president. Some might like Ukraine more, some less, some might have respect to Putin, some might not. But the values that our country is fighting for are definitely the one shared by the United States, and it's truly important that the United States still have the institutions working despite whoever comes to power.
The Tau Hercules meteor shower put on a decent display overnight. The meteor shower peaked around 1 a.m. Eastern Time, with 10 to 15 meteors an hour spotted falling from the night sky. That was according to EarthSky.com. The next meteor shower visible to the United States will arrive October 8th, and again, October 21st. In the National Hockey League, the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1 of 7, is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Tampa Bay Lightning will travel to the Big Apple and face the Rangers. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on the Wednesday D. See, there it is. There's the old habit. Old habits are hard to break. The D stands for Doug, so we got that far.
A delightful day.
Now, yes, right. And I need to address this from time to time. The fact that Jennifer's not here. Somebody sent me an email yesterday after they listened to me talking about how there are changes afoot. And the stability, I guess, of me being on the air as the longest-running syndicated talk host in the country, and the fact that this program is very stable, as far as I'm, at least as stable as I am, however you want to read that. Over the years, this person reminded me of all the co-hosts I've had over the years. And some of them lasted a while, some of them didn't last too long. You're the person with the most longevity was Jennifer Horn, who was with me for 16-plus years. She's now doing mornings. She has been doing mornings, actually, on KRLA in Los Angeles, but it takes so much for her to do that. Very hard to do two programs. So that's why you're not going to hear as much of her. She'll do the countdown show with us on the weekend and that sort of thing. But she, you know, there's only so much you can do. People call me the Iron Man because I've been doing this for as long as I have, and I have two or three other business interests that keep me going. But this is still the way I love to start the day. I love to be helpful, healthy, and helpful. I think that this contributes to both of those things. And now Jay Kirshner has the opportunity. You can maybe best Jennifer's 16 years here, Jay.
There you go. I still don't know how she woke up as early as she did. I did it once. I did it once last week while we were in L.A.
In California.
And when the show, it's just so early. It is so early. She is not a human being, and she did that day after day.
Well, when I'm in California in the wintertime, I do the same thing. I'm not crazy about doing it that way anymore, especially. But, you know, we'll see what is necessary. Speaking of California, I wish Jennifer were here to talk about this, frankly. I have one thought, one opinion, and one opinion only. California yesterday unveiled a slave reparation report, review, and recommendations for the state. This is the first state in the country created a task force to look at African Americans. I don't even like that term because I don't think Africans should come before Americans. What are you first? Are you African or are you American? And the same goes for Italian Americans, Irish Americans. You're Americans of Irish descent, Americans of Italian descent.
I think it depends who you ask, because I have a lot of friends. Friends who are people of color, and some of them prefer to be called African American, and others say, "No, I'm black. I'm not from Africa." So I think it's a personal preference.
Let's look at it this way. Okay, so this report is aimed at Larry Elder said this on his program, and I grabbed it and I've kept it going because I think it's so right. It seems impossibly ridiculous to expect people who never owned slaves to be paying people who never were slaves for whatever harms were or wrongs were created by people 100, 200 years ago. Now, if you fast forward to what's going on today, there have been some lawsuits filed this week by black Americans against Derek Chauvin, the police officer who killed George Floyd. And I think whether they have merit or not, or whether they're going to get anywhere or not, is a different story. But I think that's more appropriate, if that's even the right word for it. If you're going to go after somebody for doing something that's wrong, and the proof will be with the people that are suing him, they're suing the police department, they're suing him personally. This is the civil side of it. Some of the people are family members that are suing him. I think they'll get somewhere if the guy's got any money. He probably doesn't have any money, so it'll be moot.
If you don't have any money, you're not going to get any money. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I think there's something at least to consider there. Whether it's appropriate or it's right or not, you know, remains to be seen. Wild weather in Alaska. The flooded rivers up there, they've had horrible rain. See pictures of the houses going down the stream? If there's a house going down a river, it floated, was on the side. The flooding is so bad up there. And that brings me around to the information that's, if you'll pardon the pun, floating around. There's a new hurricane. The first hurricane was named Agatha. Get to June. June's the beginning of the hurricane season. Hurricane season lasts from June 1st until the end of November, supposedly. And so with that, we have Hurricane Agatha that's now become Hurricane Alex that appears to be affecting. I'm looking at a map now of the country. A lot of storms in Florida today because of that. But there also are storms brewing all the way across the country up into where I am in northern New England, a lot of winds. It's pouring rain here now, and I just saw some hail. There was yesterday when I was leaving the farm, it was around, I don't know, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there was this huge, I never saw anything like it before. There was a huge gust of wind, 30, 40 miles an hour, and with it came this, it was like a dust storm. The sky was enveloped, the sky became gray, and people were enveloped. I thought that we were being attacked by somebody. Never saw anything like it before. It was pollen. It was the dust from all of the pollen, the stuff on the trees it's, you know, it usually falls to the ground, but the combination of the wind and all of the pollen that's on the trees and on the ground picked up by this and moved to the point where it looked like you were in the gray sky. You know how it looks, that mealy sky?
Yeah.
When you see a tornado coming, a hurricane coming?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Really.
And that was just
amazing.
From pollen?
Just from pollen.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Just from pollen. So anyway, the wild weather, this time of year, it's always kind of wild, depending on where you are in the country. Where you were, or where you live down in Nashville, at this time of year, you'd be seeing dark, heavy, onerous clouds all the time, right? Every day.
It felt like it was year-round. Some of the worst storms, basically tornado went over our house on two different occasions. One was in December. It happened twice in March, different years. But it's just like there's no rhyme or reason. And a lot of times there will be, everybody's preparing for this horrendous storm that comes through. We think something's coming down our path. And then it's like the sky opens up and everything just kind of goes around Nashville and Davidson County and then regroups and then continues on. And then other times we think, oh, it's just going to be some thunder, maybe some lightning, cloud-to-cloud lightning, maybe a little bit of cloud-to-ground lightning, but not much. And then all of a sudden, 15 minutes later, we're preparing for a tornado. I have never experienced weather the way I have living in the South. It is like a whole other world.
Well, I remember the 4 years I spent in Ohio. There were times of the year when it was not too pleasant there either. You grew up in Cleveland, and I was in the northwest part of Ohio. The winter was always cold and dreary and cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember sometimes in springtime. Yeah, well, the humidity. Yesterday, again, with that gust that we had, it was very humid in the morning on the farm. And after that gust and all the pollen blew through, within 12, 14, 15 minutes, temperature went down. It was in the high 80s, went to the low 70s, like that. Dropped like a rock. So, anyway, it's just
that's scary.
Observation.
That is very scary.
You got a lot of animal news that you put together here. What's going on in the animal kingdom? Maybe this is heralded by the shark story of eating that poor seal off the coast of Nantucket.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot going on with animals right now. There was an opossum that got loose in a Brooklyn bar. It's kind of like a bad joke. An opossum walks into a bar, and bar patrons were kind of freaking out. And this one woman just kind of hands her phone to somebody and is like, here, hold my phone. I'm from Alaska. Like, I got this. And just walks in, picks the animal up, kind of like a cat from the furrow or whatever in the back, and very calmly, and she just kind of helped it out. And set it down on the street, well, on a sidewalk next to some garbage, and then the animal went off. And some of the people that were there, her name's Sarah Fulton from Alaska, and it was the Temkin's Bar on Greenpoint Avenue in the Greenpoint section of Brooklyn. And other people were just like, everyone's freaking out, and she just so calmly went over. And this poor creature, who you could tell was terrified that it was in the bar, didn't mean to wander in. It was trying to find its way out. And with all the other people around freaking out and screaming and stuff, it wasn't really helping the situation. But then there were fast food workers, Sonic restaurant in Michigan, Brunswick, and they were doing their job, and all of a sudden they see this huge snake behind a fryer, and they call police. And one of the police officers, upon just seeing the snake, was like, oh, yeah, no, that's a python. That's a, what is it, a...
Oh!
Yeah, like, it's a non-venomous snake, a ball python, that's what it is. And the officer, here's the cool thing, not only removed the snake, but found a new home for it. He has a friend who has a really large terrarium and a fondness of snakes, so the snake found a happy home.
Something wrong with people who like snakes. I'm just saying.
They are fascinating.
Thanks.
They are so fascinating.
Thanks.
But their teeth scare me.
Yeah. Biden is meeting today with the chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell, or I guess yesterday and today. There's a lot of discussion going on in Washington about inflation, how high it is, what can be done about it. There's a big deal about, well, the last person didn't do this or didn't do that. You know, so what? I saw the best indicator of where the economy is going is the stock price of Victoria's Secret. Up 7% in after-hours trading after beating expectations. Apparently, they're selling a lot of their new... Have you seen some of the new Victoria's Secrets? I put outfits in quotation marks. Have you seen any of them?
Not lately. I used to be a big fan of Victoria's Secret, especially when they had clothes. It was the Moda line, and they were great clothes, and then they got rid of them, and I just kind of had no use for it anymore.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess to each his own. I never have understood the fascination with Victoria's Secret or any of that stuff. Lingerie, it's not my jam, as they say. And I'm not going to tell you what mine is.
No, it's not. You're not rushing out to buy some?
No, it's 47 after the hour.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Emarsys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Balin, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, et cetera, but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people getting back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
Gelatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. When you wish your heart desires, well,
your dreams. I'm singing a different verse, but still the same. Jiminy Cricket, right? Chucker, what do we? To what do we owe the pleasure of this moldy oldie from the Disney collection?
Well, actually, Disney yesterday released its coming attraction trailer to its new live-action slash animated...
Tom Hanks is Geppetto, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. It looks really good. It's directed by Robert Zemeckis, who did Forrest Gump, Back to the Future, and Polar Express. He's the perfect director for this material. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays Jiminy Cricket. Here's the deal. I thought, the minute I saw it, I said, okay, this is going to be a really good, big family movie in theaters. And then I see straight to Disney Plus, September 8th. Here's the deal. I don't understand how more acting talent hasn't come out in the industry, because I know that why they haven't, because they're taking huge paychecks to do the streaming stuff. But they made all their fortune, all these people, off movie theaters.
In the movies.
And
right.
It continues to happen. This is a perfect movie for theaters. I understand the model of streaming and why they want to build it, but theaters need to survive. And I love the trailer. It looks great. I just find it disappointing that it's going straight to Disney Plus on September 8th and not in movie theaters.
I just remember Starlight, Star Bright, first star I see tonight.
Actually, the first movie I ever saw my parents took me to was Disney's Pinocchio, re-released, and it scared the heck out of me.
I wish I may.
And then the second movie they took me to was Deliverance. It scared me even more.
No wonder. So Lorraine Bracco is in the cast as well.
Yeah, I saw that. They're playing a new character.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So September 8th is when it's supposed to come out.
Yep.
Bradley Cooper is playing Leonard Bernstein, the composer. Have you seen this? There have been some,
I heard about trailers. That. He is a great composer.
Yeah, he was a great composer. And so Cooper apparently is directing this as well and starring in it. This is
he's really cool. He probably will take over the mantle of Clint Eastwood over at Warner Brothers, starring and directing his films. I guess Eastwood, I didn't catch this. Did he turn 92 years old yesterday?
Yes.
Was his birthday? Yeah.
Yes. You know, to go back to that for a second, one of the things that you can see, Bradley Cooper pretty much is in every movie that Clint Eastwood has either been in or directed in the last 4, 5, 6 years. They have developed quite a friendship, and I think it kind of reminds me of Ryan Seacrest becoming friends with Dick Clark and learning how he did what he did to become another Dick Clark. So Bradley Cooper wants to become another, and there's nothing wrong with that, frankly.
If you look at Bradley Cooper's early career, though, he played a lot of goofy roles. I remember him being on the FX show with Nip Tuck. Did a stint on that. Always played like sort of goofy, comedic type stuff. And then obviously he writes, stars and directs A Star Is Born, and the industry completely sees him in a different direction.
Right.
He's a good actor, though, and he knows what he's doing behind the camera. Good for him.
Yep. All right,
one other news. Rachel Zegler, who hit big starring in Spielberg's West Side Story, will play the lead role in Lionsgate's Hunger Games prequel movies. That's a good break for her, obviously big paychecks, and a good fit for a big tentpole project. I think she's going to be around for a very long time. I think she's very appealing and a good young talent in the industry. One other thing. Netflix announced that 2.9 million viewers watched the first episode of season 4 Stranger Things. That is a new viewer record. 3 million people, but $30 million per episode Netflix spent on Stranger Things season 4. That is a ton
of money. But listen to what you just said.
I think it's 16 total episodes.
234 million people have watched that. What's an advertising? Netflix is advertising little in some of those shows, right? Even though you
signed up for it. That's the one they promote the most. There's one, that is the signature program that Netflix does spend money to promote. Most of the other content, they just have viewers log on to Netflix and find what's playing. They have not spent a lot of advertising dollar on movies, but for this show, and obviously the network was also, or the streamer was built on the House of Cards success. Also, House of Cards, Stranger Things, and then they hit very big going forward.
I thought House of Cards was great, frankly.
Yes.
All right, Chucker, you're great as well. Thank you, Chuck Curry, here with Doug and Jay at 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.